Hello, my name is Marlene, and I'd like to welcome you to Vegan Nation. Vegan Nation is an informational program featuring news, music, events, and interviews about the vegan evolution revolution happening worldwide, manifesting a paradigm of egalitarianism, sustainability, wellness, health, and freedom for all. For all without discrimination. I'd like to thank all our listeners for tuning in to Vegan Nation. The views in this program do not necessarily reflect the views and opinions of the station or its management. We'll be joined for an interview with Entice, the lyrical vegan, an activist in the state of New York. This is part two. Entice joined us last week. Oh, thank you, Entice the Lyrical Vegan. Yeah, so let's hear about February campaign.
So what I did was I was just posts about dairy cows and what happens to them, how they're forcibly impregnated, how their babies are taken. And I said February, I was just going to strictly dedicate all my social media posts to the dairy industry. And for the 28 days in February, I'm going to create my Mother's Right song, I Just Want My Baby, which is dedicated to the dairy cows. The Mother's Right song is kind of like a story. So the video starts off with a female being exploited for her milk, and they capture human females, and they captivate them, and they exploit them for their milk. And I found this video on YouTube, and it's called The Herd. And I was just like, that goes perfect with my song. So I started off the video that way, and then I ended it with showing what happens to dairy cows. And Mother's Right is an extremely powerful video. So I said, I'm going to take that video. I did a reel on Instagram, kind of like saying how there are other resources out there for dairy farmers. Please consider changing what you do. And I poured my heart in this reel. So I took the reel, I took my song, and every single day in February, I tagged 28 dairy farms or dairy companies, from big companies to small companies, big farms to small farms, to the U.S., India, Italy, Greece, U.K., you name it. I went all over the world, and I tagged 28 companies, 28 dairy farms for the 28 days of February, and that was probably the most heartbreaking thing that I ever had to face, because I knew how big the dairy industry was. But seeing it and seeing how many exist, how many, and I, of course, 28 dairy farms, 28 days in February, it does not even break the iceberg of how many industries and how many companies and how many cows are exploited every single day. But I try to do as best as I can. I got a lot of heat from it. A lot of people, of course, you know, when they're faced with the truth, the defense mechanism starts coming out, and some people weren't really receptive. I did get some good positive feedback from different people, not particularly anyone that I tagged. One person actually said that I'm a mother, and this was very impactful to me. I'm not sure if she was vegan or not. I don't think she was, but the fact that video touched her, I'm pretty sure it touched a lot of people. And I did that every single day in February, and it was very heartbreaking, but I made it. I made it to the end. And what my hope was, that there was at least one mother or wife or someone, maybe she took over her father's multi-generation dairy plot land, and they'd just been doing this for years, and she just had her baby, her first child, and she saw that video, and she said, you know, we can't do this anymore. And if it's just one mind that I changed, that would be amazing. So, but yeah, February was very intense.
Thank you. Yes, your activism is very powerful. Yeah, and
thank you.
Great plans and ideas, and you carry them through. So kudos to you, Entice. Wow.
It was definitely amazing. Like I said, that definitely got a lot of positive feedback around the world. Everyone, a lot of people, they commented on it. So it did reach a lot. And actually, I had transitioned the campaign the last 7 days of the campaign. I was like, you know, I took the campaign and I started with the dairy farms and dairy companies. Let's shift this a little bit. So what I did was I found, I took all the non-dairy companies, compiled the list. I looked for animal rights activists that are celebrities, vegan celebrities, and I started tagging those people and huge animal rights organizations. I found so many that I didn't even know existed. And I started tagging them because I was just like, I'm just a little warrior. I'm just a little person. And if I can summon some of the people with the bigger guns, and maybe they can share this content and maybe influence people that I can't influence.
Good. Yeah. I'm glad that you're reaching out everywhere. Yeah.
Yeah, went all over this world. It was no country that I didn't tap into. So yeah, it was truly amazing.
And I like your activism, and I think it's absolutely necessary to show the truth of what is happening to the animals.
When I would make my own posts, the first thought I had was, how is someone going to take this message? And I used to, the first thing I would think about was my friends and family. I would always think about how they were going to react, if they were going to be mad about what I was going to say, if they were going to be offended of what I was going to say. And people need to, they have to come face to face with the truth. They have to know exactly what they're doing.
The following is one of the reels of Entice on her social media activism.
It's Monday. Got a whole new week ahead of us. So for all you non-vegans out there, all you animal abusers, who are you paying to oppress today? Whose enslavement are you paying for today? How many mothers are you going to pay for to have their babies taken? Everyone's screaming in agony for each other. Who are you paying to be hung upside down with a knife to their neck? How much bloodshed are you going to be spilling today? So you need to stop doing that. That's as easy as I can say it. How about you stop doing that? Stop paying for individuals to suffer. Stop paying for the bloodshed. You know, how about you start your week off by not doing those things, aka becoming vegan, aka stop being an animal abuser, aka stop your madness, aka just stop it, period. I cannot stand when people use the word propaganda when speaking about veganism. Vegan propaganda, like, what even is that? Like, we don't have a hidden agenda here. We don't have anything to gain. Those oppressors who have those profit margins to make, those are the people with the hidden agenda. We don't have biases that we're trying to present to you to make you, to persuade you to think a certain way. We show facts and we show truths to get you to stop paying to stab innocent beings in the neck. It's not anything biased. That is just stone cold facts, period. And how do you use the word propaganda when speaking about someone who doesn't have rights? We're fighting for individuals who do not have their rights. They do not have rights to their bodily integrity and autonomy. And you're paying to stab them in the neck right now. And the people who use the word propaganda, those are the people who are trying to run from it.
We just heard a reel from Entice the Lyrical Vegan from her social media activism. You're tuned into Vegan Nation. I'm your host, Marlena Massachusetts. Let's continue our conversation with an interview with Entice the Lyrical Vegan.
If you ask a group of 10,000 people if they are against animal cruelty, I'm pretty sure 9,999 people will raise their hand that they're against animal cruelty. If you ask them, are they against exploitation? Are they against abuse? Are they against, you know, torture? Everyone's going to raise their hand. So that just goes to show that vegans and non-vegans, we share the same beliefs. So no one's forcing you to believe anything. You already believe in that. The small but very large difference is vegans manifest those values and those views in their everyday choices and in their actions. So at the end of the day, no one's forcing you to believe anything. All you need to do is just align your own values with your actions. That's what it really boils down to. Non-vegans that are listening to this, because I get this so much. This is one of the main things people say, stop forcing your beliefs down my throat, is how they actually word it. So,
yeah, I know, but we hear that, and it's just bizarre, because you put that to any other social justice issue, and they, like you said, they all agree to, you know, justice and compassion and non-discrimination and non-violence, but when you ask people to, well, okay, then become a vegan. Come on, join the vegan revolution, and let's create harmony and stop all the insanity and the violence and the tyranny in this world.
And I don't know if they just think that it's like, I don't know. I actually don't know what they think. If animals are just there, and I've said it, they're just singing and dancing into the slaughterhouse. They're just being cradle rocked to their sleep. They have these fantasy farms out there where everyone's just, I mean, granted, there may be some places where animals are living in, they have, I guess, quote unquote, nice lives, but how nice is your life if the day you were born, your execution date was already planned and you're just seen as a commodity, a price tag, a barcode. So face value, you may say they have a nice life, but they may be able to go outside. They may be able to play around with, you know, the farmers, or play around with even other animals. But at the end of the day, they're all going to get their neck slashed open. They're all going to the slaughterhouse to get their neck slashed open. So how good of a life is that? And they die very violently, very violently. And that's exactly what non-vegans are paying for. Violence on a scale that it's you can't even measure it. You can't even measure it. It's insane. So I hope that, and that's another thing that Anonymous for the Voices and Paul Bashir says all the time: no injustice can last forever. No evil can last forever. And I don't know the amount of years, but 100 years it took people to understand to not enslave Black people, or not enslave people. I mean, we're not at the best points of our life, but we're doing a lot better than we did hundreds of years ago. But it took a long time for people to get it. Long time. So unfortunately, for non-human animals, it's probably going to take the same amount of time, maybe longer. Hopefully not, but no evil can last forever. None. And majority of the people, even some of the farmers, they're more than likely decent people. Psychopaths and crazies does not outweigh the normalcy of the world. So there has to come a point in time where multiple light bulbs flicker, multiple dots connect on a mass scale, and people start to get it.
Here's another 1 minute short reel clip from Entice the Lyrical Vegan, her social media.
I'm sick to death of people talking about what words to use and what words not to use when speaking about non-human animals. Your human supremacist mind frame has got a strong hold of you, and you need to relinquish that. Humans are not the only ones that can be subjected to an injustice. When you look up the terms slavery, rape, Holocaust, abuse, there's no exclusive to X, exclusive to this race, this culture. So you need to stop riding the surface of these words and look at what's happening. I just watched a video of Joey Carbstrong. He was outside a gas chamber. I think they said 60,000 birds a week go into the gas chamber. Humans are not the only ones that matter.
The abuse is so massive. Mm-hmm. It's unbelievable how massive it is and pervasive mm-hmm. everywhere. And I was really happy to hear that there's a vegan grocery store in Buffalo.
Oh, my goodness, man. When we discovered that, and we've been through to a couple of states around the country, I have never heard of it. I have never heard of a vegan grocery store until discovering Gabby in Buffalo, New York. And it's all vegan grocery store. And people say, oh, it's expensive. And I hate that term, that veganism is expensive. First of all, veganism is not a diet. I actually want to make that very clear, because that's actually another song that my latest song called Back on Track, because I feel like activists, they're slipping a little bit. We're not focusing. The animals are not the focus for a lot of people. For a lot of people, it's diet, it's weight loss, it's health, it's the environment. We have to understand that this is a justice movement. This is about rights. It has nothing to do with a diet. And how do you put a price tag on your ethics? I know I'm kind of going sidetracked. I know you were talking about the vegan grocery store, but it got me thinking, because everyone says, oh, it's expensive. I wouldn't go there. I wouldn't shop there. I can't eat that because it's expensive. Veganism, you can't put a price tag on your ethics. It is a moral imperative that you take on, that you are against animal abuse and animal cruelty.
We're listening to Entice the Lyrical Vegan, an activist in the state of New York. You tuned into Vegan Nation. I'm your host, Marlena Massachusetts. We'll be taking a quick break, and then we'll continue wrapping up our conversation with Entice and also hearing her latest song, Back on Track.
Hi, everybody. This is Mike Warren, your host for the Wednesday Drive at 5. Let me be your driver as we cruise through all types of musical genres. Right here on WCUW Worcester, 91.3 FM, streaming all over the globe on WCUW.org. Let me be your chauffeur. Is that it?
Thank you for tuning in to Vegan Nation. I'm your host, Marlena Massachusetts. We're joined for an interview with Entice, the Lyrical Vegan.
And animals are abused and exploited for more than just food. Granted, food is very important in our lives. We need it to survive, and it is a big part of our life. But animals are not exploited exclusively when it comes to everyone's plates. They are exploited for clothing, entertainment, testing purposes. I've been discovering new ways that I the things that I discover, I'm just like, I cannot believe this is happening. It's things out of your worst nightmare. Okay, so when I tell people this has nothing to do with a diet plan, it goes far beyond that. It goes far beyond that. But yes, vegan grocery store, love it. Everyone, go check out Gabby in Buffalo, New York, vegan grocery store.
That's great.
Yeah.
And also, I want to suggest everyone to check out your work. Yes, on your YouTube channel, Entice the Lyrical Vegan. And again, the music videos are very powerful, and I appreciate you showing the truth of what's happening to the animals, the suffering, the violence,
absolutely,
that a lot of people still do not want to look at it. They don't want to accept it. They deny it.
Mm-hmm.
And like you're saying, you've got to see the truth, because this is what is happening.
Activists, we better than that. We got to get this back on track. And I'm here to do that. So nice. You've got your boots, you got your suits, you ready for war, you got recruits, you ready to brawl, put up your dukes. Animal rights, what you say you do, animal rights, what you say you choose, animal rights, how you say you move, but you spend more time in the mirror. When it come to vegan, all you say is food. These non-vegans, man, you gotta line them up like you playing pool. Hold them to account to all the violence that they paying to. Put them in the hot seat like they made the news. Show the cruelty, make them face it too. How you doing that when you soft track? Talk about the weight that it made you lose. Rodeos and all the zoos, what it got to do with the food you choose, the risk skin that they all lose, make them howl out like a full moon. To make coats, they make jokes. You'd rather be liked when you make posts. Slick throat of the baby goat, but you want to talk about how you make a toast. Forced to perform confined in a tank, living in a tub is like their space. Someone standing on their face, when you look at them, all they see is bank. They feel lost just like a maze. They want to get out every single day. It's a waste talking about shakes and all the things that you like to bake. Sheep alive trapped in a crate, drowning them for the wool they take. 12 seconds they couldn't breathe. It's got nothing to do with your grilled cheese. So what if you fit in your OGs? You haven't seen since in your teens, did you not see them struggling? Submerged in chemicals, choking. Animal test all their sense. He's now blind, his limbs are bent. Let me pitch this to you like a tent. Let me raise this to you like the rent. It's not a diet, it's not a trend. It's not something you experiment. It's not even about the air you breathe. It's not even about the environment. It's about justice, it's about rights. Understand why you're in this fight. Understand why not to take the life. It's got nothing to do with your cakes and pies. You don't stop abuse, what it does for you. You don't stop abuse so your home can approve. Selfish move if that's what you do. Their abuse has nothing to do with you. What happens when your health is on top? What happens when the earth is top-notch? Not about them from the start of your clock. Easy to backtrack the abuse you stop. No moms and no pops. Just a bus to your whole chops. Cause you won't stop all the screams. Now the blood's on the whole mop. You want them to stop that, so they can fit in their old top. So the kids can have a planet and what it does to the whole crop. So because you deserve your freedom to live a life with no locks. Cause it's wrong for his fist to be inside you a whole lot. Cause it's wrong for your babies to never get to their own mom. Cause it's wrong to turn your skins to a sweater and low socks. Cause you're not their entertainment. You're not someone's showstop. It's about your rights. It's black and white. No compromise and no swaps. No swaps.
Back on Track by Entice the Lyrical Vegan. I'd like to thank all our listeners for tuning in to Vegan Nation. And I'd like to thank Entice the Lyrical Vegan for joining us for the part one and part two interview. To wrap up today's program, I'm going to share some philosophy with you. As many of you may know, that I'm a student of deep veganism, and it's a philosophy of veganism that is authentic and holistic. that veganism is not only rights for the non-human animals, but it's also rights for the human animals, and that the profound nature of it is based on quantum theory, that is, as we sow, we reap. What we put out comes back. Everything is a mirror reflection of our actions. And so as humanity has been carnist, non-vegan, for millennia, for too long, it keeps compounding upon itself the suffering in the atrocities. And as we see, it's happening huge in 2022 worldwide. And so in order to stop it, we really need to veganize the planet, which is simply nonviolence and compassion without discrimination. I would like to close out with these words that are very serious, and this is to help those who don't understand why there's a lot of vegans fighting for freedom for the humans and the non-human animals. What is happening is very complex, and one aspect of it is the World Economic Forum installing a new social order globally. And it is based on tracing and tracking and controlling humanity, which, of course, this is what we do to the animals, so it's bound to happen. But we have a chance to change it. We have a chance to create and keep our humanity free and intact when we free the animals. As we sow, we reap. This is a short clip from the top advisor to Klaus Schwab, the founder of the World Economic Forum. And this man is Professor Harari. This is disturbing to hear, but as we see, it's happening, and it begins with the passports that are being required globally. It's the first installment, the first stage. In my opinion, the first man we hear is Klaus Schwab, and then we'll hear from Mr. Harari.
One of the features of this fourth industrial revolution is that it doesn't change what we are doing, but it changes us.
The difference of this fourth industrial revolution is it doesn't change what you are doing. It changes you. If you take a genetic editing, just as an example, it's you who are changed. Yeah. And of course, this has a big impact.
Data might enable human elites to do something even more radical than just build digital dictatorships. By hacking organisms, elites may gain the power to re-engineer the future of life itself. Because once you can hack something, you can usually also engineer it. Now, in the past, many tyrants and governments wanted to do it, but nobody understood biology well enough, and nobody had enough computing power and data to hack millions of people. Neither the Gestapo nor the KGB could do it. But soon, at least some corporations and governments will be able to systematically hack all the people. And if indeed we succeed in hacking and engineering life, this will be not just the greatest revolution in the history of humanity. This will be the greatest revolution in biology since the very beginning of life 4 billion years ago. For 4 billion years, nothing fundamental changed. Science is replacing evolution by natural selection with evolution by intelligent design. Not the intelligent design of some god above the clouds. Evolution by natural selection with evolution by intelligent design. Not the intelligent design of some god above the clouds, but our intelligent design and the intelligent design of our clouds, the IBM cloud, the Microsoft cloud, these are the new driving forces of evolution.
Today, we have the technology to hack human beings on a massive scale. In this time of crisis, you have to follow science. It's often said that you should never allow a good crisis to go to waste.
Surveillance, people could look back in 100 years and identify the coronavirus epidemic as the moment when a new regime of surveillance took over, especially surveillance under the skin.
My brain, my body, my life, does it belong to me or to some corporation or to the government or perhaps to the human collective?
We just heard a short clip from the top advisor to the World Economic Forum. That was Mr. Harari. And this was shared with you because of the importance of understanding deep veganism, that we really need to free the animals. We need to free the animals, liberate the animals in order for humanity to be free as well. Bodily autonomy, sovereignty for all without discrimination. You tuned into Vegan Nation. I'm your host, Marlene in Massachusetts. I'd like to thank all our listeners for tuning in. The views in this program do not necessarily reflect the views of this radio station nor its management. You can hear this program again at vegansradio.com. Please join us again next week at the same time. Let's go out with hearing more from my guest prior to the break, Entice the Lyrical Vegan. And I would like to identify that what I just shared these last few minutes was from me personally as a World Peace Diet facilitator, as a student of deep veganism. This does not reflect the opinion of my guest as well. So I want to be sure that you understand that. And her work is very important. It's about animal liberation, the key to human liberation. This is Molly Narrow in Worcester, Massachusetts. Here's Entice the Lyrical Vegan.
People just don't want to, I don't know if they just want to remain comfortable in their violent choices, or I don't know what it is. I don't know what it is. And I feel like, and I say this so many times, if you are paying for individuals to suffer, if you are paying for individuals to die violently, if you are paying for individuals to be abused and exploited, you owe it to them to see exactly what you are doing. You should watch the documentaries that are out there, my YouTube channel. Like, you owe it these are your victims. These are your victims. This is what you are paying for every single day as a non-vegan, and you owe it to them to see it. There's no other way of saying it. You owe it to them. And it's in Gary Yourofsky, the great activist, the best. He said it in his infamous speech. When you're looking at it from the lens of the victim, this is not verbatim, of course, it becomes a whole different atmosphere when you're looking at it from the lens of the victim. And that's what a lot of non-vegans need to start doing. And they need to stop viewing this from their eyes only. First of all, that's selfish. And it doesn't allow you to make those connections, just viewing it from your eyes only. Putting yourself in the victim's position, that is when light bulbs can come on. That is when those dots can be could be connected, putting yourself in the victim's position. And that's another thing that I do say to a lot of people when I'm outreaching them or speaking to them or talking to them. You need to put yourself in the victim's position, and you need to come up close and personal to exactly what they go through. So that's very important.
Yep, that's right. Thank you. Mm-hmm. Thank you, Entice. Well, we're coming to a close in the interview. What additional messages do you have for our listeners?
I just want to say, like I said at the beginning, if you are not vegan, you are an animal abuser. And a lot of people, they'll always say, well, worse things happen in the world. What about this injustice? What about human trafficking? Why are you focused on animals? Why are you not focused on humans? When I step out of my door every single day as a non-vegan, when I was stepping out of my door, I was paying for someone to suffer. I was paying for someone's baby to be taken from them. I was paying for someone to die violently. I was paying for someone's skins to be ripped off of them. I was paying for someone to be tested on every single day, things doused in their eyes and then off to the slaughterhouse because they can't take them more. I was paying for that every single day. When I step out of my house, I don't pay for racism. I don't pay for human trafficking. I don't pay for children to be abused. Now, granted, I'm not saying that those are not important. Those are not important injustices. And I'm not saying that you shouldn't focus on that. But I started to focus on the injustice that I was responsible for, and that was being an animal abuser. Most of this world will say that they are against that. They are against animal cruelty. But you, every time you step out of your door, you're paying for it. Stop paying for animals to be abused. If you really, truly want to get the blood off your hands, veganism is the way to get there. Come up close and personal to what exactly that they go through, to exactly what you're paying for as non-vegans, and you will see that it is a very violent, it is a very abusive, it is a very cruel life that you're living. And you need to take the blinders off and start looking at it from the eyes of the victim and go vegan.
Thank you for tuning into Vegan Nation. This is Marlene wishing you a good day.